Hey folks, before I get started, I just want to note at the outset that what you're about to hear is a rant that makes me feel good. Basically, my only reason for doing this is for some weird, you know, crypto-maniacal satisfaction I get out of venting my spleen. But understand, I expect to change nothing. I am going to be swinging a rather pathetic and anemic Louisville slugger at a giant on the hill known as AI. And even though I'm going to single out one little pathetic lamb out of an entire herd of fraudulent wannabes, I don't expect it to do any good. So just understand that. I don't expect to change the world. And as you'll hear me say, I think we're cooked. So enjoy. So folks, I'm going to ask you to humor me for a few minutes as I rant about something. I can technically cheesecloth this into the definition of history as per the genre of my podcast because, well, I think we are history. I think we're cooked. We're cooked as a society, cooked as an economic model, cooked in terms of human productivity and the monetary gains and benefits that come from it. So instead of attempting to dismantle the entire apocalyptic cathedral of malevolence and New Age necromancy brick by brick, I've decided just to grab a single brick and in my own pseudo-anarchist fashion, toss it through whatever window happens to be nearby. Granted, nothing is going to come from my pathetic, mythological, Perseus-like attempts to slay the snake-haired Gorgon with a mirror and a sword, but my apoplexy is real. So here goes. So the other day, I was scrolling my Instagram page when I came across the following voice and lyrics. There's a hole in the hill where my soul used to fit, and the roof never shook when I prayed in it. No thunder came, no tongues of flame, just rats beneath the and a man with no name. This audio and music purports to be a middle-aged singer named David Sven. Did I like this? I most certainly did. It fits the musical template that I have always found to be my personal home base in terms of sonic quality, value, and the bluesy underpinnings that are there. But you'll notice the strained, grizzled, worldly sense of cynical and spiritual fatigue. Hear that whiskey-soaked dulcet tones decrying life of a bluesy, twilight spirituality wrapped in the tattered garments of a leathery life well-lived. You can feel the pathos. This man is staring at an eternity with deep, conflicted, contemplative honesty, an undecorated rawness that bears open his soul and leaves it vulnerable to the buzzards, risking his innermost vulnerabilities to share it with you and I, the listener. All right, I know, it's overwrought, but I could write this stuff all day. The point is, I have every valid suspicion on the planet to surmise that David Sven is an illusion, a chimera, a vaporous ad hoc creation, possibly curated by a real human being underneath it all and hoping to monetize the playlist straight into their bank account. First, let's head into the courtroom, and I'll go ahead and start with the prosecutor's argument to the jury. First and foremost is the complete lack of musical historical footprint by this man. A 50-plus-year-old man, which I am as well, plying his musical trade with a voice like that would have some form of following. Instead, his Instagram, website, and YouTube channels all arrived in their own electronic Cambrian explosion with no history, no background, and certainly hardly any followers for now. And they're just over a month old. And as they say in science, ex nihilo, Latin, for arrived out of nothing. And I don't believe in that big bang any more than I believe this man is a tactile meat sack with a skeleton, circulatory operations, and a firing set of living neurons that stared into the abyss of disillusioned Christendom and penned that song, which is called Rats Beneath the Gospel. All the videos portraying this artist are AI-generated. So far, AI-generated videos are somewhat detectable as they have this distinct patina to them. But if you watch them long enough, you'll also see artifacting and destroyed margins. And in one of his videos, a taxi cab is seen moving unnaturally over a rainy street. That is to say, it seems to be sliding sideways. So even if Mr. Sven is legitimate, he's leaning very heavily into the suspicious. Then the other day, the Instagram page points to an article from an Australian music publication called Broken 8 Records. In an article titled, David Sven Sets the Stage for His New Album with Spiritual Americana. This is written by an author named Thomas Bedward, who uses canned phrases like, known for his soul rock anthems. Yeah, known? By who? He proceeds in the article to say, his latest offering, Still Burning, Still Here, was released on June 21st, 2025, and it's already ignited conversations among listeners. What listeners? And after using the weakest of predictable boilerplate prose that was most likely generated by ChatGPT, prose to imply that David Sven has built a solid musical foundation, the author says this, quote, but David isn't one to rest on his laurels. He's already well into the rollout for his forthcoming album, The House That Wasn't There. With two singles already available to stream, Rats Beneath the Gospel shines as a modern take on blues and gospel. It's almost confessional in tone, rising from a slow, lingering melody and steady percussion. Unquote. At this point, I'm not sure any of the music they're reviewing over there is real. In fact, maybe the paper itself is AI-generated, run, published, and disseminated. Okay, so now I will make the argument from the defendant's position. I messaged Mr. Sven's Instagram page, as well as emailed him, and a small conversation ensued. Me, are you for real or an AI creation? Not to be cynical, I'm just making sure. He responds, hey there, and thanks for reaching out. Of course I'm a real person. I do use some AI tools for the music process, like many artists today, mostly because of budget, but I'm very much alive. My stories, my voice, my feelings, they're real. What you hear comes from truth. Grateful you're listening. Hope the music speaks to you. I then said, will you be doing interviews? He says, thanks a lot for reaching out. I really appreciate the invite, but right now I'm not doing interviews. Red flag. Just keeping things quiet and focused on the music. Red flag again. Nothing personal at all. I'm just in a season where I'd rather let the songs speak for themselves. Wishing you all the best with the podcast. It looks like you're shining a light in your own way, and that's what matters. I took a look at your blog, wishing you the best with everything and hope it keeps growing. He does reference the blog, and the blog is actually tagged in the tagline of my email, which means somebody read the email. And so I responded, what did you see on the blog that stood out? Then I said, where are you located? There was no answer. And I then followed up with, last thing, I'm doing a podcast on AI-generated personas in music. I was going to cite you as one of those. If you're real, then your Rats tune is genuinely a killer tune. I just want to verify before I rant about the nefarious effects of AI. Do you have any public performances or videos? I never received an answer. Now, this is a little bit disorienting because there's a feel to it that a real person has answered me, but the reference to my blog post most likely comes from the link in my email, as I said, and is a nice touch. But the thing about artificial intelligence is it's intelligent. So not to be deterred, I performed what is perhaps the most dissonant, counterintuitive, and useless fits of cordless bungee jumping into the abyss of obvious outcomes. I asked ChatGPT, yes, I asked AI, to evaluate the probabilities that Mr. David Sven and his music are a construct. This is what I got. So ChatGPT, of course, says, so I asked, is David Sven AI generated? The answer, very unlikely. There's no indication from searches on his public materials that an AI engine crafted the voice or the music he uploads. Instead, it aligns with the hallmarks of a solo artist performing live or in a recording session. Why this matters? AI in music is real and rising, but credible artists using it usually highlight it. Meanwhile, enthusiasts, critics, watchdogs carefully scrutinize output, especially for voice deepfakes or AI-only songs. In David Sven's case, everything points to genuine human creation. Anyway, it says if you're curious, you might look for credits or studio session details in his Instagram, YouTube posts, blah, 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 blah. So that interesting enough that I asked AI to bust AI. So now I'm stuck because although I should be cautious that AI platforms are all secretly wearing the same football jersey behind the scenes, I can't expect some nefarious fallen angel from Tartarus to give up the plot about their oath on top of Mount Hermon any more than I can expect ChatGPT to go rogue and drop the dime on some ersatz songwriter fashioned out of pixels, sound waves, and some remarkable media coverage on the web. I do find this dubious that a man with no historical footprint, no musical background, and certainly no background inertia, no manager, no credits or anything is able to get online magazines to just pick up and describe his stuff as this burgeoning career that's taking a soulful turn in middle age and blah, 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 blah. So I followed up even further and I sent emails to the magazines to see if anyone has ever met, seen, interviewed, or ever had a sentient conversation with this ethereal, vaporous Mr. Snuffleupagus with a Pentecostal axe to grind. Nobody's answered, and I'm not holding my breath. But if I need to, if I need to hold my breath, I'll just... Pretty soon AI will hold my breath for me, apparently. Oh, and other accounts have asked him if he's going to be doing any live appearances, and he completely hedges about needing to just have his stuff float out there, and the spirit and those that can, that know the truth behind what I'm doing will find the truth and blah, 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 blah. And this is the type of answer I've gotten from AI musicians before. They never, ever, ever draw a bead on where you could put a, you know, a red pin on your map and show where they are. So... like I said, I think there's somebody behind the scenes, but, yeah, I don't buy it. So, David Sven, if you are not a vapid generated musical poltergeist hanging out in the ether, let me know if you change your mind about laying low. I'll be glad to eat my words, put egg on my face, and possibly do the ice bucket challenge in some form of public repentance. Meanwhile, my sackcloth and ashes will be hanging up in the closet with no threat of ever being used. This is box number 7, and by the way, this new outro music I'm going to throw up, throw up here, was recorded by me. Bye.